Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Many of us are navigating the testing window dance, is what I like to call it. Joining us now is Dr. Michael Osterholm from the SIDRAP Center at the University of Minnesota. Good morning, Dr. Osterholm.
Good morning to you.
I think it's interesting. So we've got the vaccine mandates coming up in Minneapolis and St. Paul on Wednesday. And what I'm seeing people trying to navigate is what I call the testing window dance. You have to get tested within a certain amount of time before you can do something. But results are delayed for a lot of people I know. How do you navigate that and get the results so you can go back to school or work or go to a restaurant?
Well, first of all, very carefully, and that's the challenge. And what I mean by that is the fact that if you get tested at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, that tells you nothing about what happens at 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. or the next day or the day after that. And unfortunately, we've ascribed far too much importance to a one-time test result to say, at this point, I'm not positive, I'm not infected. So from that perspective, you have to understand that while there may be administrative decisions saying you got to have a negative test rate to get back in school, we've seen many examples where people get infected between the time the test was taken, they get a result, or they go to the event. Now, where there has been an emphasis placed has been on the rapid test, the antigen test, the one that you get over the counter. And that is, I'm going to Grandpa and Grandma's house tonight. I want to make sure I don't bring the virus to them. They're older, they're immune compromised. If they get infected, it could be a serious challenge to their health. And so I test myself with the rapid test. The problem is we've seen a very high number of individuals who are infected in those first few days who test negative on the test. So even that's a challenge. So I am with the public in the confusion on testing and what it means. So just remember, its test is only as good as the moment it was taken. It says nothing about any time after that if you're testing by PCR. And if you're trying to make sure you don't infect others with the rapid antigen test, know that in the earliest days of the infection, oftentimes that'll be negative as a test result when, in fact, you're infected.
I'm Vanita Sakar, and we're talking to Dr. Michael Osterholm at 7:21 on this Monday morning. It's really the haves and have-nots, because for those who can pay for a $300 test, you can get your result right away.
Yeah, you can. In many cases, that is what some people have to do in order to be able to participate in some event or fly in an airplane, get into another country, and that is a real challenge. Testing has surely been an Achilles heel of our response to this pandemic. And I think the fact that it's not just the availability, but just the confusion, as I just laid out just now, if somebody listened to what I just said, they'll say, well, wait a minute, what's going on with this testing? And I think we do have an obligation to let the public know just what the challenges are, what these tests can and can't do. They're not like a vaccine. You know, I hear people say, well, I'll get vaccinated or I'll get tested. Testing does nothing to keep you from getting infected. It only tells you when you are that you're infected. So I think the real message here right now is that in the absence of getting tested, having a test available, you still need to do everything you can to protect yourself, and that starts with vaccination. And it also means that if you're out and about in a public setting, no N95 respirator on, you're just tempting fate in terms of getting infected with this virus.
Dr. Osterholm, you've mentioned viral blizzard, that Omicron is a viral blizzard. And we've seen some data that said the East Coast rates, they've seen a little bit of a drop. We still see crowded hospitals. Where are we at in that process of the viral blizzard?
Well, just remember this, that when you look at the concept of a blizzard, you realize that it's a situation where the snow is itself obviously the critical element and the wind that comes with it. But it has a blanket effect across our society. It shuts down everything. So so that in effect it's not just about one thing. It's, you know, whether it's grocery stores, it's drug stores, it's, you know, anything that you need. It's getting transportation from one place to another. It's a challenge. So that's what's happening right now in the country. We're seeing this major impact, you know, where we're seeing across the economy critical services that are really curtailed. I think the one thing you want to also remember is when we talk about the fact that, you know, we've hit a peak and the cases are leveling off, think of it for anyone who is flown. You'll be hear the pilot come on 20 to 30 minutes before you land at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport saying, okay, we're started our descent into the Minneapolis International Airport right now, and still 30 minutes away. You're still up there. And so this is like the cases that we see in the community. The cases are still going to occur for another weeks to come. It's just that they'll slow down at the rate of the number of new cases. That means we still have to take care of the people who've already been infected, people who are now in the hospital that were infected 2 and 3 weeks ago, now sick enough to be in the hospital. So even when we talk about it leveling off and starting to come down in the East Coast, which it is, just know that that doesn't mean that they're out of the woods yet. And it surely also reaffirms that there are a number of areas in this country that have yet to hit that peak.
What do you think of Australia's let it rip, quote unquote, approach?
Well, you know, I don't agree with any place that says let it rip. And I say that because all you have to do is look at our healthcare systems. They're not bending anymore, they're breaking. And it's all basically because we don't have enough healthcare workers. So the fact of the matter is, if you have 1,000 cases of, you know, COVID that are going to occur, do you want those 1,000 cases to all occur in the next 2 days? Or do you want them to occur over 2 to 3 months? So I, like many, believe that most of us will ultimately get infected with this virus. But if you want to do everything you can to minimize the impact on the healthcare system, in such that if you have your heart attack or your stroke or an automobile accident, you may or may not get any kind of quality healthcare because there's just not the availability of that in our communities because they're so overwhelmed with COVID. So, you know, don't let it rip. You know, try to do what you can to protect yourself. Grant you, if you're fully vaccinated, you've had your booster, the chances of you having serious illness are greatly reduced, greatly reduced. And at the same time, you don't want to end up having to be in a hospital because that means you are just one more patient that is clogging up the system in a way that means for some people, they won't get health care at all.
We've got about a minute left, Dr. Osterholm. Do you think these vaccine mandates coming up this week on Wednesday, starting in Minneapolis and St. Paul, will help the situation? More communities, Rochester, Minnetonka, are doing mask mandates. Do those help a little bit? Do they add to confusion? What are your thoughts?
Mask mandates can be very helpful if you use quality masking. A cloth face covering is really nothing more than just decoration. And, you know, we've been saying this from our center for the last 18 months. This is not new. The rest of the world is finally waking up to the fact of just how infectious this virus is. Think of it like cigarette smoke. If you're in a room with someone, a 20 by 15 foot room, and they're smoking, can you smell it? If you can, then that's the same as an aerosol that the virus travels in. And that means your mask is not protecting you. And I promise you, everyone who has a cloth mask on in that same room with that smoker will smell it and smell it quickly. So again, masking can be so important, but use quality masking. Use the N95 respirator or the certified KN95 that we see. So I just can't emphasize that enough. But the bottom line message is get vaccinated, and that's what the mandates are trying to accomplish.
Dr. Michael Osterholm from the SIDRAP Center at the University of Minnesota, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Always appreciate your perspective on all of this.
Thanks, Vinny. Have a good week.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.